trying to find the perfect Father's Day gift?
What could be better than a gift that combines sports and technology? Rick Limpert is a Yahoo News and Sports contributor specializing in sports and technology. He's also the Atlanta Gadgets Examiner for Examiner.com. He hosts a weekly tech segment on Atlanta Radio and just launched his own internet radio show called The Tech of Sports. Rick, what's popular this Father's Day?
Well, of course, anything mobile, from a smartphone to tablets to headsets. You know, the great smartphone, new smartphone out is the HTC One X, and then the Nokia Lumina, which is a Windows operating smartphone, which works great. The tablets, of course, you have your iPads, you have your Galaxy Note. There's another one called the Pantech Element, which is a waterproof tablet. And then for a smartphone for you, maybe the dad or a granddad who's easing into the smartphone universe, the Pantech Ease is a smartphone with big keys on it, a large keypad and a bright backlight so they can see easier.
What's popular sports-wise?
Golf technology changes so quickly. It's just amazing. Anything from a GPS for your golf course that will tell you no matter where you are on the course, how far it is to the hole, to golf socks actually have gone high-tech. Kent Wool, a company out of South Carolina, makes a sock that your feet won't sweat in, and it kind of cushions your feet as you walk down the course. It's the sock that Bubba Watson wears, of course, the Masters champion. He'll also be wearing a special one at the U.S. Open this week that is a red, white, and blue color made by Kent Wool.
And, of course, Dad likes to get stuff for the grill, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I am not a hound in the kitchen at all, but I am pretty lean on the grill. There is a new type of grill out. We know about gas grills. We know about coal grills. This is an infrared grill where it gets to over 700 degrees almost instantaneously, and it means you have more time with your guests to socialize and to eat, and it's run, like I said, by an infrared light. It takes up a very small space, but it does also come in. The infrared is run by electric or gas. Most people are going with the electric. You just plug it in, the grill heats up, ready, and it's ready to go. And also there's a new thermometer out that is called the iGrill Bluetooth thermometer. You put a little thermometer in what you're cooking on the grill, and it will let your smartphone know within 200 feet of the grill what temperature your food is cooking at, and when it's done, and when it's ready to come off the grill.
A few great Father's Day ideas from Rick Limpert, Yahoo News and sports contributor. This is Kern Corner. I'm Jeff Lamucci.
It's the Savage Nation. Savage.